Beauty Floss Beast Podcast.
We are your head boss bitches in charge, helping you find your style with Elizabeth Ann.
And unleashing your inner beauty beast with Coach Jamie with a Y. This is how
legends are made. Breaking through the unshatterable mindset that society and our past has instilled in us.
We are here to redefine your self-worth and what it means to be a beauty boss beast.
This is how legends are made.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of the Three B's. I am Jamie Sharla.
I am Elizabeth Richardson.
So, we are out of Toledo, Ohio. I kind of am a little bit about me. I'm a serial entrepreneur.
That's all scary.
Something. I do a plethora of things which you can learn about later, but primarily I am the coach for the Beauty Bees Bootcamp.
And I am founder of FindYourStyle.life, which is your one-stop shop for fashion, so we're taking over the fashion world.
Yeah, and then everything else I got covered. Just slowly taking over the world one business at a time, I guess, right?
That's right.
So, kind of actually to kickstart this is our first topic is going to be about just kind of social media and the power of it and networking because our story on how we actually met, even though we are both in the same city, we didn't know each other prior to social media. So, I mean, that's kind of, I guess, what we'll kickstart it with. And also, too, we're just super real individuals where we're just going to kind of talk a little bit about everything. And so we hope that we're able to reach out to many of you that are just kind of looking for some answers on things or looking for someone to relate to. That's just kind of our main purpose.
Right. Just anything to be else? Relatable to other people, I would say, just to help one another, ourselves, yourselves, and just grow a community of people that are real.
Right. And also still be able to have some productive conversation along the way.
Right.
Rather than just kind of your basic randomness of some of the podcasts. No offense to those out there, but
that's just that's not how we're gonna roll. We're just gonna be bosses about the situation, stay beautiful, and just, you know, keep blazing the trail on being a boss bitch.
Yeah. So, crazy thing is actually what kind of made our two worlds collide, I guess, if you will, is I don't even know. Did I add you on Facebook or did you add me?
I don't think you ever like figured it out. I remember seeing one of your videos you loaded at some point and I was like, wow, she's speaking volumes, and that doesn't happen often on social media. It's not making someone stupid famous. It's making someone real famous.
Aww.
So
that's the first time she's ever told me that.
Just keeping it real.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
So, yeah. I don't know if it was like that. Maybe I liked it and you liked my, you saw my page, or I don't know. I don't really remember.
Yeah. Somewhere one of us added each other, because then I remember where I think that we must have been friends on Facebook for a little bit, because then I kept seeing your stuff and I actually got her confused with somebody else that I was friends with, and I started liking all of this stuff, and then all of a sudden I'm like, dang, like she kind of represents the same thing as me based on the way that she would post things. And then, so I actually do this all the time from a networking standpoint, is I reached out to her and I messaged her. I was like, hey, like I'm not trying to sound creepy or anything, because typically when someone slides up in your DMs, it's never a good thing. So I was like, I swear I'm not a creeper. I was like, but I was like, I really, really like your content. And I think it'd be really cool just to hear your story and be able to just like grab coffee and see if there's a way we can network together. And we met for coffee, and like the whole time we talked, I was like, dude, like I just felt super like energized, and I just felt like it was a good thing that was about to start transforming with her. So, and that's kind of what led us here, and we're working on some other avenues together, which you guys will obviously be able to hear about later down the line, but we don't want to make this about us per se. We want it to be about you guys. So I guess kind of with that is, you know, we've all dealt with so many, like I said, when you have people slide in your DMs, it's either some creepy dude that you don't want to hear from, or a creepy female, or you have somebody who is trying to get you to join their team and their business, or get you as a client for something.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we wanted to be able to start, is to have the discussion on those people that are doing it wrong, those that are doing it right, and those who are just being genuine with what they're trying to provide you. So we were actually talking about it today. If you want to start with the story that led you today.
So I went for a workout. As many of you guys that follow me and know me, I'm on a fitness journey. I want to compete in a physique competition. I've been doing that for about a year now. And so before that, I was just losing my own weight on my own, no coach, no nothing. Now I have a coach who is certified. So I went to the gym for my routine of what I'm supposed to do with upper body. And I'm leaving the gym, you know, scrolling through my Facebook, seeing if people have commented or liked some of my photos for, you know, marketing. And I see this beautiful girl with a photo, but then her caption says, "Oh, I lost my last 5 pounds on my skinny tee." And I was like, oh my God, this is not something that I want to see when I'm leaving the gym, when I just like busted my ass, right, like working out, like doing incline press and doing bodyweight dips, like followed up with like my push-ups until I'm failure, like, and you're I lost 5 pounds drinking tea. I can lose 5 pounds too drinking tea in 2 days if I don't want to eat anything after 7 and drink dandelion root tea. But that's a natural supplement that I'm giving my body. So then it kind of pushed me to make a comment post on Facebook to say, you know, you have to have a caloric deficit in order for you to lose weight. It's common sense. And the person that was making this post, I don't believe is certified or has the authority to necessarily.
Well, and not to even cut you off with that, the other part that gets super irritating is like, you know what, everybody has their systems, what works for them, what doesn't. Everybody's bodies are built differently, you know what I mean? It is going to be a trial and error for you. The other thing as far as with social media is like, okay, so you have your people that are making these posts about that, or then they're going to be sliding up in your DMs, be like,
right,
oh my gosh, and then they want to compliment you, but then they're like, hey, are you trying to lose weight? Because I have this tea and it's like super awesome.
Yeah.
And then once you get this tea, did you know that you can make money off of stealing this tea? After you just dropped those 5 pounds.
Yeah, and how much do you pay for that tea?
Right. Like, so no, I don't want to like once again bash it because there's people who are obviously killing it and living a lavish life off of detox teas. But nonetheless, it's always still how about you or how you approach people and your marketing techniques. And don't get me wrong, I think that's awesome to be transparent right out of the gate, state what you are. But and network marketing is a beautiful thing. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, I can't tell you how many people where my frustration is. Somebody adds me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. I accept it. And then there's this long ass novel.
And paste. Copy and paste.
Copy and paste it.
Copy and paste.
Hey there, girl. Thanks for the ad. And it's this big long thing about finding this journey about this makeup. And you should join my team. Are you looking to have an additional $500 a month? That doesn't work, guys. So especially when every person, their sister,
but you know,
mother.
What they say is, it doesn't work. You have to work it. Okay. So that just saying, because like someone would be like, oh yeah, their thing is, it doesn't work. So yeah, that's why you shouldn't try it. Like, but you have to work it for it to work.
I mean, like LinkedIn and Instagram, Facebook, whatever. I mean, don't get me wrong, like we're living in a world where, you know, social media and the internet is how you do everything. Technology is how you do everything. So it's like, I'm sure all of you can already start thinking of different experiences that you've had of people that just put a bad taste in your mouth with the opportunity of owning your own business. So that alone could scare people away from wanting to own their own business. Or two, whether you're a coach, whether you're creating your own product, whether you're branding yourself for whatever it is what you're doing for your business, is, and this is what we were kind of talking about offline too, is that it puts a bad taste in your mouth because now once you have somebody who is a certified nutrition coach,
right,
you're instantly, whatever your first impression of one was, that one person could potentially ruin it for any other nutrition coach or any other life coach or any other consultant or product line that you'd want to do, all because of how somebody could be just allowing themselves to come across through social media, right? So there's obviously right and wrong ways to do it. Or then even at that point, how many times is it that you have to pay to know the proper way to market? You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
And so still a lot of it's going to be trial and error, but I guess my biggest tidbit just to even start with is with the basics. you know, you want to invest into yourself, whether it be having a coach or also with building a brand of what you're trying to do. But first and foremost, think of kind of like your golden rule. Don't treat others or treat others the way you want to be treated. So don't reach out to others the way you don't like it that people reach out to you. So even one key factor is look at the way, how would you want people to, you know, be perceiving you if you were to reach out to them through social media? You know, was that maybe a really weird way for me to be like, listen, I'm not a creep. Probably a creeper would say they're not a creep. It's probably how a lot of people do it, right? So, I mean, that may not have even been the best tactic. But overall, it was literally, I genuinely, no matter what, I didn't know that our friendship was going to turn into this big thing that now it is. But it all started just because I was like, you know what? I really appreciate who you are. And I would love the opportunity to actually get to know who you are. Not trying to sell you something, not trying to get you to 100% benefit everything it is that I'm wanting to accomplish. Like, I want to know who you for you, or know who
you are for who you are.
Yeah, that. So I don't know. I mean, I just think that's the other thing that social media is starting to turn into, is that everybody's getting so scripted on what the right or the wrong way is to do something or how to word things.
Right.
Be who you fucking are. Like, that's the best that I can come up with. Like, because people are, and I don't even want to say the saying real, recognize real, because that's, that's overplayed too. But really think about it. Like, what you'd want to connect with people that are like you anyways. That's what's going to build true, valuable relationships that will help get you to where you want to go. So just, as cheesy as it sounds, be you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but it can be hard when it comes to social media when you're talking to people. Because basically you're talking to a screen. It's just how, like, you and I are basically here looking into this video,
right,
talking to ourselves, because we don't know who or how the person on the other side is going to perceive what we're trying to say. So it's, yeah, social media is just like the videos. It's just being interactive with the person, your audience. But where we're coming from is not a way for the audience to not only get something from what we're saying, but also connect with us. It's about building a relationship with everyone out there.
Right, right. And I don't know if this is maybe because I'm all up in the field since I just saw Bohemian Rhapsody. But one thing that I just have to talk about real quick is that, like, with Freddie Mercury, man, like, even how him and his entire band for Queen, if you guys don't know the whole backstory of that, like, they were the misfits of the world. And so they spoke to the other misfits. So it's like, know who you want your audience to be. And don't try to, like, conform yourself into somebody else just because you're hoping that person is going to listen to you. Like, those of you that appreciate who you or who we are, you're going to keep listening. Those of you that don't, I'm just kidding.
Here's a good story. So when I decided I wanted to be an entrepreneur and I wanted to basically be a stylist, there's a lady who's local, has like 101K followers. I can't really pronounce her Instagram name. It's like Hyunto XO or something. And she has like all these followers. And I'm like, you know, obviously starting out, you're like, I want it right now. Why can't I have this? How is she getting this engagement? How is she getting all these likes? And so, you know, we talked a little bit in the DM. And she was actually pretty cool. She's like, you just have to be authentic. You have to be yourself and you'll find your crowd. Just kind of like what you just said.
Right.
And by doing that and finding what I was comfortable with posting and saying and not being scared to post the things that were coming to my mind, because if I'm thinking that someone on social media may or may not be, even though I'm like the 16% communication or whatever my little square is, but, by doing that, I grew my audience on Instagram to 10,000. And that's just by me being genuine and being ridiculous or vulnerable and just getting like my own images out there on Instagram and to social media so people can actually connect with me on a real level versus like putting something fake out there.
Right, right. I mean, even look at like how many people on Facebook, like, do you remember, did you ever see the video of the mom who walked out of Kohl's and she had bought the Chewbacca mask?
Yes, and she went,
went freaking viral, all because she literally was having, like, a heyday with this Chewbacca mask that she got from Kohl's.
Yep.
And was cracking up in her car. Like, and everybody loved it because it was finally, like, somebody not living this perfect life on Facebook, not trying to be what society necessarily wants you to do. And that's, that'll be another conversation for another day, is like with millennials and how, you know, apparently we just kind of always try to do our own thing in sense of entitlement. But I think also is with millennials is they are more in tune with who they are rather than conforming to what society and in life is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right. You know, yep. Like be married or, you know, or, you know, you meet somebody, you graduate school, you go to college, you get a job, establish a 401k, build a home, have children.
Married, we perfect house.
Right, right.
Friends, yeah.
And like now it's like people are like, you know, like for me personally, I don't have any kids. I'm not married. Like it's me and my fur baby. And you have tons of people that are like that. And it's just, you don't have to follow it that way. And I think that's where millennials breakthrough is the side note of it. But yeah, it's just be who you are. Like, and also, I mean, I'm still somewhat kind of old school with it where it's like we don't have to be on social media all the time. Like actually go out and rather than trying to sit back behind a computer screen and build this huge empire thinking that you don't have to put any work in, right. Like saying that, okay, I'm going to drink this magic potion and I'm going to drop all this weight and I don't ever have to go to the gym. It doesn't work that way. Like good things take time and you have to put the effort into it. So same thing is establish rapport and relationships with those around you. That's what her and I did. I met her through social media, but we grabbed coffee and we grab coffee all the time. And I don't know how she still talks to me because I don't stop talking, but it works.
Yeah. I mean, I feel that social media can be a good, a bad, and then
right.
a deal breaker.
I think it's all about balance, just yeah. like anything else. You always have to have balance in whatever it is you're doing.
I know. I totally would want to ask you, but you know, people that go on those hiatus, like I'm getting off social media. And I'm not going to be on social media for a month. If you want to get a hold of me, text me. And I'm like, I wonder how they feel when they come back. Did you miss Facebook? You know what I'm saying? Because it's like Facebook does hold like the events that we go to. It's a way to bring people together. But like the location is when people are invited to go somewhere, they go to that location to bond.
Yeah. And then see, that's the thing is we're like exactly what you said. I think it all just depends. What is it that you use social media for? Because if that's like your escape from reality, if that's your...
Which you should, probably shouldn't do that because that's why catfish was invented.
Right. But it's just, it's crazy. Like, or like if you, that's, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with being able to be heard. I think that's important too, is that you still voice your opinion. But you know what? I don't know, because we're transparent here. This is just who I am. Doesn't mean you have to agree.
With her. She's right. Just kidding. I don't
you
know.
Don't even know what you're saying. I like scared. It though. I'm a little scared. So, no, but like, I think there are still some things that are genuine to hold on to about tradition. Like, as far as like your political views. We can all have our own opinions. And we can appreciate each other for having differences. But when people have to like cram it down your throat and throw out so much negativity and use social media for that, that's where I have a problem. If you need to speak, you need to use your voice to like help change something, I think there's still a right and a wrong way to do that.
I agree.
Because you can still present yourself in a manner that you don't have to be so ugly when you do it.
But you know, so not to like get off topic, but I guess it kind of entails and is in the same line, is maybe like, that's where there's online chats. You know what I'm saying? Like those are those political chats you go online for. Facebook isn't the place I feel for that. That's what it wasn't truly created for. And I know we as Americans, whatever, kind of changed the idea of how Facebook was actually started. But I just don't feel like it's for politics. That's why there's different groups for that. Go to that group and discuss it.
Oh, speaking of that, though, can I get, like, super deep on you?
Sure.
Okay. So, I'm from a really, really, really small town. Like, don't even have a stoplight. So, it's a village. Like, population 1,000 people. Yeah, really, really small. Really small, right? And there was apparently, like, a bomb threat that happened at our school, right? So word got out about it. There's parents all over Facebook.
So they already knew who it was. Who did it?
No, they didn't.
No, really?
They did not. This is what was crazy. They did not. So this is where like it went stupid on Facebook. Is all of these parents first of all super pissed off because the administration and the police department would not let them come get their kids well, first of all, what if your kid was the one that did it? Like, they still have protocols for a reason. Like, that's why they try to keep it hush-hush, and then social media was like, oh, my God, no, I gotta go get my freaking kid. I get it. I understand. That's protective mama bear mode. Got it. But there's systems in place for a reason. Two, this went to, like, the local news station, so it's posted on Facebook through there. And all these other little freaking hillbilly small towns, which I can say that because I'm from one, is all of these freaking other little towns are on this news, like, Facebook page saying, oh, these kids aren't even smart enough to know how to build a bomb and da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, what the F matters? Like, stupid shit. Like, get off Facebook. Aren't you supposed to be at work? Like, just go to your job. Like, go do what it is that you should be doing. But the fact that you have that much time on your hands to sit here and these well, parents are worried about their kids in a bomb threat. They're not even smart enough.
If they're not smart enough to build it, I mean, if it's a small town, there's not much to do. So I think they would have time to know how to build it.
Listen, we drank a lot of beer growing up. That's all we could do. So even stupid stuff like that was so unnecessary. Right. And that's where social media can be an issue. So you have...
My opinion are those people are the unhappy people and sad.
Tons, right. So then they just... You have that. So... That's why social media can be a no bueno. And then your other reason can be because of the fact of these vomiting DMs that get sent your way. So don't do that. Don't be those people.
Be genuine and say, hi, how's your day going?
Yeah.
Or I like that last picture you posted because that color looked good on you.
But be honest. Like, yes. Don't be scripted because can feel that.
I can read through it.
Like, think of on Instagram how these random people that you have no idea who they are, but they're trying to build a following, right. And you can't even understand what it is they're doing, and they'll comment something so off the wall, or like, hey, looking for someone to totally model my clothes.
Like, no.
Right. So just know. Just know.
Just know. Hashtag just know.
Exactly. So, I mean, I guess I could go on like 12 other tangents with that, but I should probably try.
Well, how do you use social media as a good thing?
Oh, yeah. We should probably get back to that.
Yeah. So for me.
Send on a positive note.
For me, I use social media to connect, make new clients, just make new relationships. I'm a building myself as a brand, so I'm branding myself. So I have to kind of monitor what I say, but since I'm an entrepreneur, I don't have anyone over my head except for God to tell me, what the fuck were you thinking? So if it says to me, what's on your mind? Well, I'm going to say what's on my mind.
Right.
You know, to an extent that I'm not going to offend somebody or come across. I just still mix my personal and professional. But you can get a whole audience from around the world.
Right.
Between groups and pages you can build on there.
And that's the other thing that I think is key as well is that, you know, kind of with the plethora of business avenues that I have, you know, there are certain ones where there's a time and a place for me to express the way that I do. But overall, using it as a branding tool that I'm still going to be who I am. I'm very, very big on positivity. I don't like getting sucked into the negative aspect. I think there's a lot of negative in the world, but there's a lot of positive, and it's what you choose to like surround yourself with. So, I mean, I actually, on a daily basis, I'm posting something positive, but it's something genuine to me. Like, I'm not just throwing it out there to throw it out there, like still being authentically myself. But like my business page, as well as like my personal page, like I don't ever get that crazy personal unless there's a reason that I'm trying to send a message to somebody. Like, I'm not just going to vent for something just because I'm going to use it as my outlet. Like, I'm still going to properly, like, think through, like, just think before you act at that point as well. I mean, I think it's just the basics, but unfortunately.
How would your mama feel? Okay? If she saw what you said, or would she respect it, or would she question that she raised you?
Or think about it.
You're like, yeah.
But also is like, once again, is that if somebody were to stumble across your page, would they want to buy from you? Would they want to join your team? Would they want to be coached by you? Like, or would they want to know you and associate with you? That's the other thing. If you're writing a book, would they want to buy your book based on who you are as a person? You know what I mean? It's just Think of that, because no matter what, I feel like that's such a redundant thing that you hear all the time now, but brand yourself. Brand yourself. Like, if you're representing another company or if you're representing your own business, still no matter what, people are going to buy into you, not necessarily what it is that you're selling. That's obviously going to matter as well. But first and foremost, I mean, look at how many people are like, oh, did you hear that, you know, oh, this happened with so-and-so, and because they're that type of person, I'm not going to go into that store. I'm not going to support that.
Well, I mean, that also goes back to, like, my post today. Like, I could have been rash and just nasty, but I put, you know, what I didn't agree with and the facts behind why I didn't agree.
And then you came up with a solution.
Right.
So you didn't just say it to vent. You still came up with, like, hey, there's still a way that you can go about this. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it doesn't mean that necessarily there's a right, wrong, or in between per se. It's just still to each their own.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, I guess even going back to that, to land the plane on that concept is like, if those work for some people, that's great. But like, I really, really hope that those people don't genuinely think when they're selling that, that that's
the only,
the end all be all, that that's right. all you have to do. Because anything worth having will not come easy. I'm going to be your, I am your quote fanatic, and I can't believe that's the first quote that I just, no, I did the golden rule. But I'll be doing a lot of quotes because I like live off quotes. But yes, no, I just think, I don't know, anything worth having isn't going to be easy. So, I mean, you just need to know that no matter what it is, it's going to take time, it's going to take effort.
You're going to get mad. You're going to want to stop. You're going to want to give up. But then there's going to be this little thing inside your head like, no, you're not. You know what I'm saying? Like, because then you get to thinking of everything that you work so hard for. Like,
right.
I mean, starting your own business, being your own brand, I can tell you it's not easy. There are very high and exciting points because you get to meet great people and you get to do great things and help other people. The money comes last, but then you get to the point where you're like, was this not smart? Should I not be doing this?
Usain Bolt, do you think that he became an Olympic track star because he ran twice? No, the dude probably had days that he didn't want to freaking do sprints.
And he did them.
And then decided, you know what, that's still not good enough. Like, so there's still, no matter what, it's part of the yin and the yang. It's the bad and the good. Like, life is all about balance. You can't appreciate the good without having the bad. So no matter what it is, if it's building your own brand, if it's owning a business, if it's establishing a healthy relationship with a loved one, anything in life, like, you're going to have the bad and the good.
Or trusting that DMer.
She trusted my creepiness.
You just never know.
You just never know.
Trust your gut.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Oh, God, I'm stuck with her.
Now she's, I think I did tell her, like, listen, you know you're kind of stuck with me, right? Like, I'm kind of like a leech. Once I'm there, I don't go away. Help. Help.
This is our first video. I hope there's more.
Hopefully. Right? There will. People can't walk away from me that easily.
Comment, show love, or she might be in your DM.
Oh, yes, I am. Slide up in there. I ain't scared. So, well, anything else you want to add?
No, until next time.
Yes, so please join us, and we will have other fun topics, or also feel free to shoot us some topics that you would like us to discuss as well. We would love to be able to do that. But, yeah.
And if you're viewing this on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. And if you're on Facebook, hit us with a like.
Hit us with a like one time.